Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is December 18, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about FTX seeks to launch Coinbase futures market ahead of public listing. Bitcoin exchange Cefelo raises $1.3 million for planned 2021 IPO. FC Barcelona footballer invests $4.3 million in fan token platform Sorare. Deribit's new options allow Bitcoin traders to bet on rally to $100,000. First mover, Bitcoin rally stalls as DeFi summer proves endless. Now let's get started. FTX seeks to launch Coinbase futures market ahead of public listing. Cryptocurrency exchange FTX is working on a pre-listing futures market for Coinbase after the US-based exchange announced its S-1 filing Thursday. In a direct message with CoinDesk, FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried said his team has plans to offer Coinbase futures once it gains clarity from regulators, which is not assured. FTX is currently in discussions with Munich-based financial firm CM Equity to gain regulatory clarity from non-US authorities on if or how the market could launch. FTX first partnered with CM Equity for compliance reasons when launching its tokenized stock spot and futures markets in October. Bankman-Fried's plans for Coinbase futures likely won't surprise FTX users given the exchange's large portfolio of other novel and rapidly launched markets, including presidential election prediction markets and Bitcoin, BTC, -4.17%, hash rate futures. FTX also launched a pre-IPO market for Airbnb the day before the online vacation property marketplace's December 10 stock trading debut. As with its other markets, however, FTX would prohibit US-based traders from accessing Coinbase futures, if launched, even though the San Francisco-based exchange's trading debut is expected on an American stock market. Without regulatory clarity, when Coinbase futures would launch is a wide-open question. Bankman-Fried said his team will probably launch the market as soon as they receive positive legal clarity, but that could be very soon or it could also never happen. Bitcoin exchange Cefelo raises $1.3 million for planned 2021 IPO. European Bitcoin exchange Cefelo says it has raised 11 million Swedish krona, $1.3 million, to cover the costs of a planned initial public offering in the first half of 2021. The Stockholm-based company aims to list on Nasdaq's First North Growth Market, it announced Friday. The investment, via an issuance of new shares, came from Digital Currency Group, CoinDesk's parent company. Venture capital firms Northzone, White Star Capital, and Techstars already have stakes in the exchange. Frank Schuhl, Cefelo CEO and co-founder, told CoinDesk he had considered issuing shares digitally as tokenized securities but he concluded the technology has not matured to a level we feel comfortable with. As such, Cefelo is going the traditional route, he said. The Nasdaq First North listing is a big thing for Cefelo and it is about trust building with regulators, according to Schuhl. The listing approval process will involve Swedish financial regulators who will closely scrutinize the company and its prospectus. The firm sees the current bull market as being favorable timing for the IPO announcement. Timing-wise, we have always been successful. Our first investment round was at the peak of the bull market in 2013. And our last investment round was at the peak of 2017, said Schuhl. We look at the long-term prospect of crypto and blockchain. While we see the price swings, we know the swings and we can anticipate the swings. For us, the prices are relevant for the business. Our whole philosophy is to become profitable in a bear market, he said. For the IPO, Safello has hired corporate finance specialist Corpora Fond Commission as its financial advisor, and the law firms Scheidt and Kassai Law have been named legal advisors. We see significant interest in the crypto segment in its entirety and in Safello as a company in particular, said Carl Kindle, partner at Corpora Fond Commission, in a statement. This is evident as the issue was oversubscribed to 48 million Swedish kronor, which corresponds to a subscription rate of almost 500%. FC Barcelona footballer invests $4.3 million in fan token platform Sorare. Sorare, the platform for digital soccer collectibles, announced Friday that FC Barcelona defender Gerard Pique is investing $4.3 million in the non-fungible token, NFT, site. Pique will also join the firm as a strategic advisor. Gerard will help us strike the best deals with the biggest sport organizations in the world, Sorare CEO Nicolas Julia told CoinDesk in an email. The investment from Picus Cassius Family Fund brings Sorare's total seed round to roughly $9 million, the firm said in a press release. The move comes as the Ethereum-based NFT platform has seen a steady uptick in collector interest, with one Kylian Mbappé collectible even fetching $65,000 earlier this month. As an investor, Pique has made big bets in the sports world before. In November 2019, he and his partners at Cosmos invested millions in a revamp of Tennis Davis Cup. Gerard is committed to revolutionize the way we interact with and enjoy sports, Julia said. With Picus addition, Sorare will leverage the full Cosmos network, notably its partners in Asia, Julia added. Sorare's growth. Based in Paris, Sorare provides a soccer team management game with digital NFT cards that fans can collect and trade. The firm grew exponentially this year with 80 clubs joining the platform, including five European champions, Bayern Munich, Juventus, Paris Saint-Germain, Porto and Zenit. Sorare also announced licensing partnerships with the US Soccer League, MLS, and the South Korean K-League earlier this year, bringing both leagues onto its platform. The firm has partnerships with a total of 105 football clubs worldwide. According to Julia, Sorare currently has 2,000 monthly active users and sold $1.5 million worth of cards in November 2020. A recent tweet thread by Messari analyst Mason Nystrom identified Sorare and NBA Top Shot as among the leading projects bringing NFTs to the masses. For clubs, there's upside as well. With the lack of live events during the COVID-19 pandemic, Sorare is in a position to help sports teams connect with their fans in a digital way. I see a huge potential in the sports gaming segment in a digital economy where the attention of audiences is the single most important unit of currency, Pique said in a press release. Deribit's new options allow Bitcoin traders to bet on rally to $100,000. Bitcoin traders can now bet on a potential price rise to $100,000 via crypto derivatives exchange Deribit's new options contracts. Call and put options at the $100,000 strike price expiring on September 24, 2021, went live on Deribit Thursday. A few trades have taken place, as thus far 45 call option contracts have been traded, Luke Stryers, chief commercial officer at Deribit, told CoinDesk. At press time, the $100,000 call option is holding a cumulative open interest of 29.4 contracts. Open interest refers to the number of contracts traded but not liquidated via offsetting positions. The $100,000 put option is yet to register any activity. Options are derivative contracts that give the purchaser the right, but not the obligation, to buy or sell the underlying asset at a predetermined price on or before a specific date. A call option represents the right to buy, and the put option gives the right to sell. On Deribit, one options contract represents the right to buy or sell one Bitcoin, BTC, minus 4.19%. Theoretically, the purchase of a $100,000 call is a bet that Bitcoin will rise above that level on or before September 24, 2021, making the option in the money. Traders, who expect prices to more than quadruple over the next three quarters from the current price of $23,200, can express their bullish view via the $100,000 call. Currently, that call option is, as traders say, deep out of the money, that is, the spot price is well below the strike price, and trading at a relatively low price of 0.0475 BTC, $1,090 at press time. By comparison, the $24,000 call is trading at 0.2870 BTC, $6,588. Traders often buy deep out of the money calls during strong bull runs. That's because they are relatively cheap and gain significant value amid a continued rally in the spot market, helping buyers make big money on small investments. Deribit's decision to launch options at the $100,000 strike comes in the wake of Bitcoin's move into the uncharted territory well above $20,000. The cryptocurrency rose swiftly through $21,000 and $22,000 to set a record high of $23,770 on Thursday. The crypto asset changed hands near $23,100 at press time, according to CoinDesk 20 data. The decision to launch options for the $100,000 strike expiring in September 2021 was based on market demand and in line with Deribit's policies, Stryer said. First mover, Bitcoin rally stalls as DeFi summer proves endless. Bitcoin BTC was little changed after climbing for 6 straight days, though prices appeared unable to hold fresh highs above $23,000. The market has paused for a bit to consolidate, Joe DePasquale, CEO of the cryptocurrency hedge fund BitBull Capital, told First Mover in an email. This is normal behavior after major surges as market participants take profits and await the next big move up or down. In traditional markets, European stocks fluctuated as Brexit talks stalled. U.S. stock futures were steady as lawmakers worked to complete a pandemic relief deal. Gold weakened 0.3% to $1,880 an ounce. At the end of May, Bitcoin prices were sitting on a 35% year-to-date gain, following a series of wild market gyrations during an undeniably tumultuous and horrific year. With the coronavirus-wracked U.S. economy suffering its worst contraction since the Great Depression, not even the bulls were in a mind to complain. The Standard & Poor's 500 index of U.S. stocks was down more than 6%. But then, suddenly, the Bitcoin market went cold. And that's when the summer of DeFi began. Decentralized finance DeFi is a subsector of the digital asset industry where entrepreneurs are building semi-autonomous lending and trading systems atop decentralized networks, primarily the Ethereum blockchain. The goal is to create alternatives to the big banks and trading firms that are centrally managed by human executives and boards of directors in places like New York, London, and Tokyo. The idea is that the distributed, computer-based versions of crucial financial system infrastructure should be fairer and more efficient to use than their old-world counterparts. The first sign of the DeFi frenzy arrived in mid-June, when the autonomous lending platform Compound, started in 2017, released its proprietary Comp tokens for public trading in digital asset markets. At the time, users had shocked some $163 million of collateral into the project in exchange for loans. But what got everyone's attention was a flurry of trading in the tokens that suddenly gave Compound a market capitalization of nearly $785 million. Compound's outsized market cap, relative to the total value locked in the protocol, may signal the rally went too far, The Defiant, a newsletter tracking the DeFi sector, wrote on June 16. Even Compound's 35-year-old founder, Robert Leshner, acknowledged the hysteria. Because the asset was so new, there was a bit of a speculative fervor, Leshner told CoinDesk in an interview. It was just the beginning. 2 days later, according to the website DeFi MarketCap, the project's value had reached $2 billion, twice the amount that venture capital investors consider the threshold for a unicorn, a privately held startup with a value of at least $1 billion. DeFi is hitting its stride and the space will continue to accelerate, the research firm Delphi Digital wrote in a report. And Bitcoin, suddenly an afterthought. It's surprising to see Bitcoin be so boring given everything happening both within and outside the crypto industry, the digital asset analysis firm Messari wrote in its daily email to subscribers. In mid-July, Messari published a chart showing the Ethereum blockchain's daily settlement value surging to about $2.5 billion, surpassing Bitcoin's. Suddenly prices were soaring for not just Ether, the Ethereum blockchain's native cryptocurrency, but for a veritable parade of tokens associated with hitherto little-known DeFi projects like Aave, Chainlink, Curve, and good luck explaining this to your friends outliers like Yam and Spaghetti. Traditional investment analysts and Wall Street Journal columnists were now asserting matter-of-factly that U.S. stocks were merely being propped up by the Federal Reserve's $3 trillion of money printing. So the DeFi explosion raised the question among crypto industry analysts who began wondering whether digital asset markets had become the new home of capitalism. Every derivatives trader that was looking for incremental yield and levered returns has been besotted by the magnitude of moves in DeFi, Vishal Shah, founder of derivatives exchange Alpha 5, told CoinDesk at the time. So, naturally, cost of capital dictates at least some attention that way. Big cryptocurrency exchanges like Binance started rolling out DeFi-related offerings to supplement their Bitcoin-denominated trading operations. Yearn. Finance, a just-invented protocol designed to steer users toward the highest-yielding DeFi projects, saw prices for its YFI token jump eightfold in August alone. The headlines just kept getting zanier and more incomprehensible, and even old crypto pros could barely keep up. A decentralized project called SushiSwap mounted what was described as a vampire mining attack to suck some $800 million of liquidity from another decentralized trading protocol called Uniswap, as reported at the time by CoinDesk's Brady Dale. Weeks later, Uniswap made a surprise delivery of its UNI tokens to anyone who had ever used the platform, worth at least $1,200 in market value, prompting some witty commentators to call it stimulus for Ethereum users, since it was the same amount as the coronavirus aid checks mailed out earlier in the year by the U.S. Treasury Department. Seemingly out of nowhere, and without the usual hype and press coverage that comes with a big initial public stock offering, Uniswap had a $5 billion valuation. Among digital asset traders, Bitcoin looked to be on the defensive, described as a pet rock because so little of the fast-paced DeFi development was taking place on its blockchain. Some Bitcoin traders started converting their holdings into freshly minted digital tokens so that the tokenized versions of the cryptocurrency could be deposited on DeFi protocols in exchange for juicy interest rates. Yet, in hindsight, the summer of DeFi galvanized Bitcoin's appeal on a variety of fronts. For one, it reinforced the reality that while Bitcoin was the oldest and biggest cryptocurrency, it was hardly the most interesting. The digital asset industry and market infrastructure had matured to the point that the competition looked genuine. Rival projects were proving capable of fast-paced innovation, disruption, and growth. In 2020, DeFi put in place the building blocks for an entirely new financial system: payments, lending, asset issuance, and exchange, Messari's Ryan Selkies wrote on December 15. The bullish twist was that Bitcoin, as the first purchase for many cryptocurrency buyers, might be the gateway to a far more lucrative industry than previously imagined. The DeFi frenzy also sharpened many investors' focus on what might be Bitcoin's most compelling use case as a tool for hedging against central bank money printing. As the rest of the year would demonstrate, that digital gold narrative would prove enticing enough to big Wall Street firms and money managers to send Bitcoin prices to a new all-time high. A pet rock, but apparently pretty cute. Bitcoin was consolidating in the range of $22,300 to $21,500 on Friday. Bulls looked to be taking a hiatus, having engineered a rally of more than $4,500 to a record price of $23,370 in the past 2 days. The recent rally above $20,000 is accompanied by an increase in Bitcoin whales, large investors with an ability to influence market trends. As of Thursday, the population of whale entities clusters of addresses held by a single network participant holding at least 1,000 BTC was 2,001, the highest on record, according to data source Glassnode. The previous lifetime high of 1,992 was recorded on December 4. The number of whale entities has gone up by 16% this year, while Bitcoin's price has rallied by 220%. The data validates the popular argument that increased participation by big investors has propelled Bitcoin higher. High net worth individuals are increasingly considering Bitcoin a hedge against inflation, according to Willy Wu, an on-chain analyst and the author of the Bitcoin Forecast newsletter. The rally looks sustainable as it is backed by strong hands. There seems to be a consensus in the market that 2021 could bring more significant gains. To cater to the bullish sentiment, Deribit, the world's largest crypto options exchange by trading volumes and open interest, has listed call options at the $100,000 strike price expiring on September 24, 2021. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.